Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
18 months ago, very few people outside of the darts world knew of Luke Littler. But today he could win his second Premier League title in as many years, just 5 months after becoming world champion. Well, for more on tonight's big darts event in London, I'm joined now by Michael Glennon from RTE Sport. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Claire. How's it going?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us. It's a huge night at the O2 Arena. It's a huge night in our house because I have an 11-year-old who hasn't talked about anything else all week. And that's the point of all of this. It's just put darts on the agenda for a whole new generation. And a lot of that is down, let's face it, to one man, Luke Littler.
Yeah, almost exclusively. So the phenomenon is that we're on RT Radio 1 at the end of May talking about darts. Because traditionally... For the casual fan, darts was pure Christmas sport. They'd jump onto it, watch it on Sky Sports. But the fact that here we are talking about the Premier League, a big tournament in its own right, but a strange enough tournament. It's kind of like an exhibition tournament. So tonight is the final, the playoffs. There have been 16 regular season games all around Britain and Ireland. They come to Belfast. They were in Dublin in February. And tonight is the big night. But it's a funny enough tournament in that it's quite... it's kind of like an exhibition. Mm-hmm. It has... And the prize money is what the players are after. It's a bit of a prize fight. The winner tonight, if it is Luke Littler, he would get £275,000.
They were huge nights, though, weren't they? The 16 nights all over the UK and Ireland, as you say, like big sort of festival occasions.
Absolutely. So, and it's people who come along for the night. And when I was in the Tree Arena in Dublin, and the crowd are go crazy. There's 8,000 or 9,000 people. In fact, the one in Dublin is one of the players' favourites because of the way the arena is set up. They love playing there. People love the nine darters. And it's funny about darts. You might have a favourite player, but during the game, if somebody is going to hit a nine darter, which is the perfect leg, everybody is up for them and everybody cheers the 180s, no matter who gets it. Mm-hmm. So again, when you're watching that this evening, everyone's so excited about the standard and the quality, and you get excited about the sport of darts as opposed to the personality. Yes, they like Littler and Humphreys, but the game itself is what attracts a lot of people.
Now, it's not his for the taking, is it? I mean, there's stiff competition there.
Yes, now he is the favourite and he'll play Gerwyn Price in the semi-final tonight. Now, he's beaten Gerwyn Price the last two times, but Gerwyn Price has won the previous six meetings. So Gerwyn Price is not afraid of Luke Littler, and I think Luke Littler doesn't like that so much. So if Gerwyn Price plays well, he can beat Luke Littler. Some other guys a bit further down the rankings, no matter how well they play, they're probably not likely to beat him. But Gerwyn Price has a great shot tonight.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Luke Littler at 18 and being at this level in his career, it's an extraordinary thing. And I just see over the last couple of months, people are looking at him, people like you who like darts, and they think, how long can he sustain this? And will he be interested enough to be able to keep going? I mean, he could go for 40 years at this level if he wanted to, or he could just turn around in a couple of years and say, I've had enough.
Well, that's actually what he said to me. I spoke to him when he was here and asked him about trying to chase down Phil Taylor's 16 world titles. And he said, if I want to, I can do it. And it's very, he's very aware of, so he's become this instant celebrity and a multimillionaire. He's a couple of million in prize money plus whatever he makes from advertising and that. So it's how long can you keep the appetite when you are just in that zone of being a worldwide celebrity? Mm-hmm. So like the likes of Phil Taylor and Michael Van Gerwen, all the previous world champions come up through the ranks and they spend 10 years in the pubs honing their game, and then maybe in their 40s winning world championships. He's just had this, not exactly overnight, but relatively overnight.
Yeah, but he's hugely interested in online gaming as well. That's another string to his bow.
That's one of his hobbies, yeah. So, I mean, instead, would you think maybe is he practicing there for 3 or 4 hours a day? And he's not. He's probably just tuning out by playing games. And it's very important to have other things and other hobbies to do. He's into his rugby league. He's into Manchester United. So he has other things. But just as you said before there about the phenomenon, it's about the amount of young players who are playing the game now because of him. And there's a lot of youth academies popping up. So in my own hometown, Edenderry, there's an academy. In Cabra, where Luke visited, there's an academy. There's a waiting list to get in there. And even some of the standards. So I'll just give you an example of a young 11-year-old, Harry Moles, who won a tournament, an amateur tournament down in Edenderry. He had an average of 83 in the final.
Right.
And to put that into perspective, when Eric Bristow won his first World Darts Championship, he had an average of 88. Now, over a longer format, but there's 11-year-olds showing 80-plus averages, which is phenomenal.
It's incredible, isn't it? And, you know, really down to one man. As I said to you, I see it myself. I see it playing out. It's just a one-man phenomenon that he has turned all of these kids on to darts.
It is. And just prior to his arrival on the scene, Barry Hearn and Sky Sports had made it a lot more popular. The World Championship, when Luke won it, it was 3.75 million viewers. And outside of soccer, that's the biggest viewership on Sky Sports. But at the moment, what we're seeing in the popularity of darts is down to Luke Littler and a lot of work that went on in the background. So maybe he would have come on, he would have started playing because of what he saw Van Gerwen doing 10 years ago.
It's obviously doing very well, you know, this broadcast of the Premier League on Sky, because Sky have just signed another 5-year deal, haven't they, with the Professional Darts Corporation?
They have indeed. And I mean, it's a real home of darts and it's great to watch there. But ITV have got in on it as well. And another example of how much it's grown is, so Luke Littler won £500,000 for winning the World Championship at Christmas. The prize money for next year's will be 1 million.
Mm-hmm. So it's changing already, isn't it, Michael?
And what the thinking behind that is that if you can win 1 million, change your life overnight, obviously, that more people will try to get to that standard to compete. And then just builds up from the ground. And the surge in numbers increases the quality.
And tell me, is the culture around the game changing? Because, you know, people will remember back in the 80s, much like the snooker, you'd have the pints and the cigarettes on the go while you were playing. Now, obviously, they're not doing that on the telly, but it does have that rep still, doesn't it?
It does, but that will change, because now, whereas you used to learn your trade in the pubs and clubs where there was smoking and drinking, now kids, like in Edenderry Youth Academy, are... it's a totally alcohol-free environment. There's supervisors down there looking after different age groups. And, you know, there's none of that. So a lot of the guys you see now would have learned to grow having a pint and throwing darts. And the next generation of darts players won't have had to go through that or won't go through that.
Mm-hmm. They'll be athletes, Michael. That's how it's going to change.
Yes, but a slight bit of a push. But no, there is talk about fitness, because listen, a lot of these guys, this is 16 nights for the Premier League, and they have to go all over. They go to Belgium and Germany and Holland as well. So it's a lot of travel. You're in and out of hotels. It's in their interest. I don't know how many of them buy into it, but will be in their interest if you want to sustain a career to kind of think of your health.
Yeah.
And
healthy and strong and fit and so on. Well, listen, we'll be watching it tonight. It'll be fascinating, and it's a spectacle as well. It's a great watch. Michael, thanks so much. Michael Glennon there from RTE Sports.